One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated, 37, no, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to the dance each and every Saturday and Sunday right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, WBC TV. I'm on Twitch TV. I keep going and going. But the bottom line is Ring Talk Live Worldwide has been airing now for 38 plus years. Of course, we hope that you stick around for this hour. Of course, this is the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tonight on ESPN, of course, coming to us from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, of course, the WBC light heavyweight champion, Artur Beterbiev, who has an asterisk next to his name because of the fact that he had some blood and urine test issues regarding some drug tests that were taken by VADA. So we'll talk about that as he defends his title against the once-beaten Callum Smith. Callum Smith, 29-1, lost a 12-round decision to Canelo Alvarez about a year and a half ago. But the bottom line is, this is a good fight. Smith's got a chance, but he's a 3.5-1 underdog as I speak. So straight up, we'll bring in boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. We'll hear from Virgil Ortiz. He's back, the kid. 20-0, 20 knockouts. I'm talking about Virgil Ortiz, of course, out of San Antonio, Texas. But originally, we thought he was going to be the heir apparent, the replacement to maybe Oscar De La Hoya, the Golden Boy, was. It turns out he had some blood issues. Were they brought on by PEDs? We'll talk about that and more with Boxers PhD Socrates Palmer after the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Craving a guilt-free snack? Check out 100calsnacks.com for a treat that's 100% natural and free from added sugars. These surprisingly filling snacks are a tasty blend of low carbs, high protein, and fiber. And if the taste doesn't win you over, we'll give you your money back. Visit 100calsnacks.com. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Indulge in a superfood-packed energy boost for just 100 calories. That's right. The tastiest and most nutritious, guilt-free goodness is at 100calsnacks.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My next guest is truly, what?
First guest.
What did I say?
Next guest.
And you corrected me in front of millions of people, didn't you? De Cordova, dump. Christmas bonus.
The impeccable one, Bailey Peck. He says to me one day, I said to him, my next guest. He says, no, the first guest. And I dug that clip up on Johnny Carson being dogged on his own show, of course, in front of millions of people. Probably I don't get dogged in front of millions of people, but I have been dogged on the air by my producers, both Daniel and Bailey. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking the world of boxing and MMA. Before we go to the East Coast and bring in boxing's PAC, Socrates Palmer, Anthony Joshua has signed to fight Francis Ngannou. Of course, Ngannou made his pro debut against world heavyweight champion and WBC title holder, of course, Tyson Fury, a couple of months ago. Licked Tyson Fury in a 10-round fight, 6-3-1 on my scorecard. Of course, they gave him a 10-8 round in the third round, I believe, where he scored a knockdown. But at the end of the night, it was a heist. It wasn't a robbery. It was a heist, giving Tyson Fury the decision over Francis Ngannou. Of course, now Ngannou's going to take on Anthony Joshua later this year, of course, in a fight in which he's going to make $20 million. I'm so happy for the brother making money. I just am. So on that happy note, let's bring in boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. Sock, couldn't happen to a nicer guy, a more deserving guy.
I agree, man. Listen, Ngannou, you know, it's been documented. You know, his life is like something out of a movie. A horror movie, right. But it's looking like it's having a nice Disney ending. You know, he's getting the bag, $20 million. Good for him.
You know, and of course, the most he's made with Dana White, I've told you this time and time again, was $500,000 and then a $50,000 bonus when he sold out an arena, which probably sold out, I think, was $6.5 million, and they're not counting the pay-per-view revenues. Bottom line is, man, Dana is the pimp of all pimps.
He's Don King with a little.
No. Listen, the most notorious guy I've ever seen to write contracts was Berry Gordy. Berry Gordy of Motown, a former professional boxer himself, 11-2 as a pro, I believe, trained under Eddie Futch back there in Detroit. But, of course, he started Motown Music. And the contract, I was going to write a book on Motown and went back to Detroit, spent some time with Emmanuel, and went into the archives in City Hall. And I saw some of those contracts that Berry Gordy had with the Supremes. They had 8 number one records, 8 top 10 records in the world, and they were paying for their own transportation on tour, and they were buying their own dresses. So the bottom line is Berry was the pimp of all pimps.
I had no idea he was that cold-blooded.
Oh, Barry was the worst. Hey, here's the thing. When I approached him at Eddie Futch's funeral about Florence Ballard being ousted out of the Supremes, man, he just sort of like went the other way. Whoa, what are you talking about? It's too hot for me. And he went in another direction. Anyway, let's talk about boxing, of course. Get back to the sport of boxing. let's talk about Ismael Barroso, first of all, of course. Let's talk about him. Of course, the guy's from Venezuela. How old is he officially?
They say he's 36.
All right, he's supposed to. I see somewhere around 40, somewhere around there. But the bottom line is, yeah. he looks older than Scott Cuddy, and Scott Cuddy's passed away. But the bottom line is, I mean, he looks like old, like graveyard old. I kid you not. And yet, of course, he had that fight against Raleigh Romero. Of course, when the great referee Tony Weeks. Hey, are you president of the Tony Weeks fan club?
No, I respectfully declined that offer. Yeah, it's not the right time to be a Tony Weeks fan.
Okay, so Tony Weeks botches it with the Raleigh Romero stoppage. Of course, probably I thought that was the worst stop of the year. And then that was 2023. And then 2024, he comes back with the stoppage last week, of course, with Virgil Ortiz and Mr. Lawson, Frederick Lawson, I believe. Of course, now a lot of people think that he stopped the fight too soon. But whether he stopped the fight too soon or too late, the guy was getting lit up like a White House Christmas tree. I really don't think that – I mean, listen – if you've ever been hit in the face hard, imagine this. This guy's hitting you combinations. He's hitting you hard, and he's stepping in behind the shots. I'm talking about Virgil Ortiz. So I didn't have no problem with the referee stopping the fight, in which he did, because I thought he was stopping it just a little bit early. But, you know, the guy will be able to probably talk about the fight a little bit more in the dressing room than he would had they let the fight go a little bit longer. Can you see that? Can you see that point of view there, Sock?
I can see that point of view, and I... To an extent, I believe in erring in the side of caution, right? Especially with all the tragedies that we've had over the years, decades. But the timing of it, a lot of those shots were off of Lawson's gloves. And even Bernard Hopkins, when he was interviewed right after, he thought that the fight was stopped a little premature. It was probably the inevitable. There was no way, you know, slim and none, right?
Okay.
As we like to say here.
Listen, I'm not going to call Mr. Lawson a bum, okay? But I'm going to tell you like this: he doesn't watch himself on TV, because if he watched himself on TV, you could see his obvious flaws right away. He leans over his front foot. He squares sometimes. I mean, he throws his jab and brings it back to around his waist. I mean, he has such technical flaws that he shouldn't have been in. I mean, he shouldn't have been fighting at that level if he has those kind of flaws.
Well, that's the reason he was the tailor-made opponent for Virgil Ortiz, you know, to make his comeback, right? I mean, we know about Virgil's talent. You know, 2 years ago, we were all high on him. But now we don't know, you know. And I think he could have used those rounds. So if he's serious about his craft and Golden Boy is serious about pushing him, he should be back in the ring in a month, you know. He needs rounds. You know, especially if he's fighting at a heavier weight at 54.
Okay, so the fact that he had that blood disease or that blood issue and he couldn't make 147, 7 pounds later he's able to fight, I don't get it.
And he still didn't make 54. He was overweight.
Yeah.
You know, he was at 56.
56, yeah.
So, yeah. Only time will tell. He's back with Robert Garcia, you know, who I think is an excellent trainer. Is he... No,
I just want to say Robert Garcia, he's always in the losing question. He's always losing the losing corner when it comes to the big times almost. In other words, he gets his guy to the dance, but he doesn't win the dance. Am I right? Do you see me on there?
Well, who has he lost to? Maidana and Floyd, mm-hmm. right? But he's also in the corner of Maidana and Broner, so that's a good win.
Yeah.
He had a good run with Rios, Brandon Rios. He helped Margarito in his comeback.
Good point.
He's lost to Pacquiao, so he's not losing
Hey, what happened to you? What happened to your buddy that used to work Manny Pacquiao's corner as far as the shakes and all that kind of good stuff? Like, what's his name? Rizzo? What's his name?
No. Alex Ariza. Alex is doing well. I actually spoke to him not too long ago. He's in the Philippines. He is finalizing some stuff off of a separation that he had mm-hmm. from his previous relationship. So he's doing good.
Give him my best. You know, he was a
guy.
Well, we did some great. He and I had some great conversations on there, just talking back and forth. And he was just. I'm just put it this way. I want him to do the best in life. Of course, I think that he slipped Manny Pacquiao some performance enhancing shakes that Manny Pacquiao made Manny Pacquiao what he was. I think he's the. I think he's the secret ingredient.
Yeah, I mean, listen. You know, he's never tested. You know.
I'm not saying, no, I didn't say there were steroids. I didn't say, I'm just saying that I think he's a genius, and I think that somehow he was able to help Manny Pacquiao go from like 122 pounds when he got him or somewhere around there to like 147 pounds. I mean, how many guys could put on 20? He started off at 107. He started and he capped off about 150. I mean, when you think about that, that's unheard of. I mean, because I put on 8 pounds and I get my ass licked.
Yeah, I mean, look, if we're going to take it just at face value, right, at what he did, it's historic and it'll probably be never done again. You know, a guy turned pro at flyweight and rose to the top of the game. To, like you said, he whooped up on Margarito at 54.
52 was a special fight, remember?
Right. Yes, right. He did also, right, he did the same thing to Cotto with the weight clause. That is true strategically, you know, but when you're the superstar, you have that leverage, you know, and the opponent's going to take it because it's the biggest payday they're going to get. So if we take it at face value, it's something remarkable. But also, Alex worked with my dad. He was in my dad's corner against Floyd. He had worked with Diego Corrales. You know, he's had some other good fighters. Brandon Rios for a little bit.
No, without a doubt. But I like his personality. I like his attitude. Plus, he and I are on the same 420 page. Anyway, I'm correct on that one. Venezuela's Ismael Barroso. Back to him. 25-4-2 now. 23 KOs, of course. A first-round knockout win over O'Hara. Two Tanks Davies. Another tailor-made opponent, I thought. 25-3, 18 KOs for the vacant WBA interim super lightweight title. Of course, I think Raleigh Romero is the WBA interim super lightweight champion. But the bottom line is, he got the win. I was so happy. I mean, I was like jumping up and down in front of my TV set. Why am I so enamored with this guy?
Because, you know, it's very rare when a guy gets screwed and he doesn't get a chance to, you know, a redemption. You know, the system, you know, he was a victim. And he came back and he had his moment. And
No. Often they get a chance, but they can't match that feat. In other words, you know, you like Jeff Fennec and Azuma Nelson's. I mean, Jeff Fennec beat the pants off Azuma Nelson in Las Vegas. I think it was on the Leonard Hearns undercard back in 19, but beat the pants off him. Okay, and then he went down to Australia, and I mean, he got jobbed in that fight. Didn't get the decision. They called it a draw. So then he went down to Australia and he fought Azuma down there, and he got his head handed to him. In other words, sometimes you can't match because of the psychological scars that are left by you losing, by you getting screwed. You can't reach that psychological and that physical high once again. In other words, it's unattainable. Can you feel me on that?
100%. And you know what? Maybe it's trending a different way because most recently, Chris Colbert and Jose Valenzuela. I thought Valenzuela received the worst decision, you know, back in last year. And then just to close out December, he knocks out Chris Colbert in 6 rounds. So.
Good point. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Tower of Power to the break.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I don't even recognize myself anymore. I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does it feel?
You know, it feels good to be back. I definitely feel like this is the strongest I've ever been in a fight. I had a great camp. I had a great fight week. And, you know, I told Oscar, put me in as soon as you can. Just let's do it. I'm ready. I'm ready for more.
Did you expect it to be this early, though?
You know, I never predict knockouts or anything like that. I didn't think it was going to be that early, but it was going to get ugly. It was getting ugly really quick, and, you know,
what was working
for you? How soon do you want to get out again since it was an early night for you?
Let's go tomorrow. Hey, Virgil, let's go tomorrow.
Many fear Tim Zoo, but you called him out. Hold
them
out.
That's okay. I mean, I was waiting for the question. I mean, this is a sport where we want to prove that we're the best. You know that that we're the strongest. We're the best fighters. That's what a fighter's supposed to do. And I mean, I don't fear anyone. I'll fight anyone, anywhere, anytime. So if we got to go to Australia, I'm down.
Hey, Virgil, I got to ask you. Just the way it ended. What'd you make? I know that's not the way you wanted to end the fight. You wanted, you know, a clear, concise way. But what'd you make about how it was ended?
So I'm gonna be honest. When I was in the ring, I was like, it's over already. Yeah. I don't think it was a bad stoppage. Because as a fan, you're going to think so. Yeah. Because you want to see the knockout. Fans watch boxing to see knockouts, to see the ugly stuff. As a fighter who knew that it was like literally coming like in the next few punches and I was going to find a way, I mean, he saved them from a bad knockout.
What did you see there that maybe us from here or the fans didn't see? Like, what did you notice when you were hitting
him? Well, he wasn't responding. Yeah. He wasn't responding. And, I mean, if he's not fighting back, it's not a fight anymore. It's a beatdown.
Virgil, congratulations. I know you called out Tim Zoo, but, you know, that was only a round, right, in the last year. Are you comfortable going into a Tim Zoo fight with just only that round, or do you want to maybe one more fight?
Hell yeah. We have the best camps. I'm ready for whoever.
And I know you said you're willing to go over there. I mean, Oscar, well, how do you feel about that, just him going to Australia?
Whatever Team Virgil wants, we'll make happen. You know, we're behind him 1,000%, and, you know, Virgil's a fighter. He's one of those old school thinking fighters that, you know, to be the best, you got to fight the best. And to be a world champion, you travel. You travel the world. But look, I think Virgil is the best fighter right now on the planet. At 154 in any weight class. And I strongly feel that everybody's going to be searching for Virgil. And guess what? He's right here. He made a statement. 20-0, 20 knockouts. Who else has that career? Who else has that career in boxing today, right now?
Oscar De La Hoya, of course, talking about his charge, Virgil Ortiz, V-E-R-G-I-L. I don't know. I guess his family couldn't spell it, something like that. What's the story on that? Anyway, let's not ask the boxing PhD, of course, asking him to figure out somebody's spelling. But I want to change subjects just for a second. Of course, that was Virgil Ortiz post-fight, talking about he's ready for Tim Tszyu. That would be a good match down there in Australia. Of course, they sell a lot of tickets. And we'll see what Virgil Hills, we'll see what Virgil Ortiz is made of, because Tim Tszyu seems like he can fight a little bit. Now, back to the subject of women's boxing. I think I talked about it at the top of the show or in the open. And the reason why I want to go to women's boxing with boxing's PhD Socrates Palmer is that Amanda Serrano, the best fighter pound for pound in the women's division or in the women's boxing overall, I believe, the featherweight champion of the world. Of course, she lost to the lightweight champion, a bit of a ripoff, Katie Taylor, about 2 years ago. And of course, they're not talking rematch ever. But the bottom line is she's advocating for 3-minute rounds. And she said that she gave up the WBC crown because of the fact they only wanted to fight 2-minute rounds. And what she didn't think about was, Sock, in a 3-minute round, you're working 50% more. So she's giving up 50% more for the same money. What's up with her?
I think maybe she was looking at it. I mean, she's getting paid regardless, right? Whenever she's out there, you know, she's not fighting for less than six figures, you know, most in recent, you know, but not other, not the other lady, the other ladies.
Because of Jake Paul.
And, you know, she's built up her brand. Like you say, I think she's the best pound for pound. But she's might be in the twilight of her career.
Oh, you know? Definitely. And 34 years old, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. And the fights, not that they're getting more, they're getting more competitive than they used to be, you know, and she's not a big puncher. Maybe she's looking at it if, you know, for working longer, maybe they're going to get paid more.
She didn't even bring the pay factor into the equation. She just wants to be macho. She wants to be like a man. Listen, women have, when it comes to upper body strength and punching power and putting leverage on their punches with 8 and 10 ounce gloves, they lack punching power and they lack leverage on their punches. In other words, 2-minute rounds make things, I think, a little bit more exciting. In fact, when I fought 2-minute rounds, the 2-minute rounds were far more exciting than the 3-minute rounds because it's 50% more. Whether you want to, people say, oh, what's a minute? Yeah, try it. Try 2 minutes, let alone 3 minutes. But the 3-minute rounds are extreme, and I think that for 2-minute rounds, women's boxing would not only make up for the fact that they lack punching power and leverage, but it would give them, how can I put this, a bit of, make their fights more sprinty. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah, no, look, I mean, 3 minutes is a lot, you know, and I think maybe they can meet halfway, maybe 2.5.
Oh, but that's no.
Right? Because, you know, you got less time to work with, right? And, you know, you're going to be able to exert more. And I think it's a more exciting fight with 2 minutes, but 3 minutes, I'm not down for that.
No. Well, here's what's up. Amanda Serrano bit off more than she could chew. I think she's screwing the rest of the women in the world if she gets everybody to start advocating 3-minute rounds. In other words, I mean, it would be like Daniel telling them, you know, you've got to work more for the same amount of money. That doesn't make sense. Because yeah, hey, listen, because I mean, nobody's gonna jack up women's prices as far as purses are concerned. I mean, Amanda's making money, but not too many other women are.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's not a huge clamor for it. I mean, we can name, you know, the ones that are just, the talent disparity is just so great. You know, you have about 10 that are really good, and then you have the rest. You know, I don't think it's gonna fly.
Okay. You know? Teofimo Lopez is going to be in action a couple of weeks, of course, so that's going to be in New York, I believe. Teo is a 7-1 favorite, 7-1 favorite over Ortiz. 7-1? Does that sound right?
Yeah, I mean, Jermaine Ortiz is a good fighter. His loss was to Vasily Lomachenko. He has got a really good win against Jamal Herring. But I don't know if he's built for 140 pounds. Now, he's had trouble making weight, and 7-1, it's a good risk. You know, I think it's a good bet.
Man, that's all. But I haven't seen anybody at 7-1 fight in 7-1 in a long time as far as major level is concerned. Deontay Wilder, of course, talking about him taking on Zil Zhang, of course, the Chinese fighter who I'm enamored with, without a doubt, big Chinese southpaw. He's like 40 years old. But Wilder can't pull the trigger anymore. He just can't, can he?
it didn't look that way against Joseph Parker. I mean, maybe it was inactivity, but I think it's a sign that he's definitely on the decline. Those wars with Tyson Fury, you know, did not benefit him. Zhang is getting better. Like, you talk about two guys going in opposite directions. You know, like, he's 40 years old, but he's fighting with so much confidence, and he's a big dude. I mean, Tyson Fury's big. Zhang isn't small.
All right, back to the question at hand. Why is the guys don't look at videotape and try to study themselves? I did. I used to see my flaws. My mother could see my flaws. I mean, we all could see my flaws once you look at them on TV. Why don't guys look at themselves?
Good question. I think fighters that maybe don't want to study themselves, they probably think, oh, you know, I'll fight a certain way when I fight a certain guy. You know, it's like my style's going to change. You know, I'll adapt. You know, I'm not going to fight this guy the same way that I fought the other guy. So maybe it's that. Maybe sometimes it's laziness. You know, there's a lot of fighters that really are not fight fans. Like, they just have a natural talent, you know, but they're not watching other fighters or even.
No, but you watch. You have to watch yourself. I mean, listen, the flaws that guy had, Lawson, going in last week, I mean, he should have corrected them about in his amateur career.
Well, yeah, you know, you play like you practice, right? And if that's something that you're doing since day one and you don't fix it, it just stays with you. Look at Ryan Garcia.
Yeah.
You know, perfect example. You know, he's, you know, that Tank Davis fight, he made mistakes that should have been corrected years ago.
Good enough. Socrates Palmer, have a wonderful week. We wish you all the best, man. Hug the kids, kiss the wife. We'll talk soon.
Love you, brother. Thank you for having me on.
Boxing's PhD, the one and only Socrates Palmer. More of Ring Talk Live Worldwide after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm one of those people that's so smart that I'm uncomfortable in this world. And I'm scared to live. I'm not scared to live, but it's scary out here. God damn. I know how flimsy this shit is. I can see through the I can see the truth. There's an animal inside each and every one of you. It's not good. It's real. Listen, I was looking at the paper the other day. I'm not making this up. There's a serial rapist in Houston. There's nothing funny about serial rape. But what is noteworthy about this particular rapist is that all of his victims have been men. Enjoy your evening.
Dave Chappelle's on my spit list, the spit with an H, of course. Wrap it on trans people and things like that. Come on, Dave, man. You're bigger than that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we are hours away from the WBC Light Heavyweight Championship, the linear world heavyweight title, of course, going down tonight in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Of course, on ESPN, ESPN Plus, all that kind of good stuff. Bottom line is Bob Arum is bringing you, of course, 19-0, I believe, 19-0, 19 knockouts, his arch debut of maybe 18-0, 18. The bottom line is he's taking on 29-1, Callum Smith. Callum Smith lost a 12-round decision to only Canelo Alves. So he's no hobo. He's no stiff. And he can punch. And there's no doubt about it. I mean, Canelo tried to get him out of there. It didn't happen. I mean, he said he was competitive for a lot of the fights. So what I'm trying to tell you is that although Callum Smith is a 3.5-1 underdog in this fight against Artur Beterbiev, I think he's a live underdog going in because Beterbiev, although he is a undefeated, a bit of a monster per se. Of course, he comes in and he's like a wrecking ball type of fighter. You can't beat him. He's strong. He just beats you down. That kind of goes up. Yeah, yeah, okay. But the bottom line is he tested, his drug tests were a little off the other day. When I say a little off, what I'm trying to talk about is, of course, he tested positive for human growth hormone and I think one other thing, they were atypical findings according to VADA, the Voluntary Anti-Doping Association, which works with the WBC. It says, in response to the atypical findings, VADA immediately ordered additional anti-doping tests on Beterbiev. To that end, VADA caused samples to be collected from Beterbiev on December 15th, urine, December 21st, blood and urine, and then again January 3rd, urine. All these samples yielded absolutely negative results. So I guess he was clean. But the bottom line is, listen, I mean clean for those tests, but everybody's cheating nowadays. I've come to that conclusion that everybody's cheating nowadays. And what they do is they cheat early in camp or they cheat when they're not training this and that. That's why occasionally guys get caught with the WBC's random testing. In other words, they'll sort of like random test you for drugs if they sort of get tips or they random test you for performance-enhancing drugs and things like that. Of course, guys have been stripped before. And when you look at the current world as far as combat sports are concerned, I think, of course, the worst thing in the world is to cheat in combat sports. It just is. I mean, you can kill somebody. I mean, you can actually kill somebody. You hurt somebody, you can maim them. I can go on and on. But the bottom line is, you know what's going on as far as combat sports is concerned. It's a deadly sport. So you add the fact that maybe somebody's taking a banned substance to it, and, of course, that sends off all kinds of alarms. But Beterbiev tested negative in the follow-up exams, of course. Then Tony Weeks tried. Oh, speaking of Tony Weeks, let's go back to Tony Weeks. So somebody shot me a text right here that I didn't get to the gist of the Tony Weeks thing. Tony Weeks said that he stopped that fight because with Mr. Lawson because Mr. Lawson had tested irregular on a brain scan. Okay, that's what he said. Okay, he said he tested negative twice or something like that. So then the Nevada State Athletic Commission said, no, we don't know what you're talking about. So the bottom line is there's some dispute between the referee, Tony Weeks, of course. That's Socrates Palmer's favorite guy, without a doubt, his favorite referee. But there's some dispute between the referee and the Nevada State Athletic Commission. The Athletic Commission says that Tony Weeks was wrong, that that Lawson never, ever failed any brain test whatsoever, and he doesn't know what he's talking about. So we'll see how that plays out. But the bottom line is, of course, back to tonight's fight. On ESPN, of course, the World Light Heavyweight Championship, a 3-1 favorite, of course, is Artur Beterbiev. Speaking of upcoming fights, of course, I told you about Canelo Alvarez wants to take on Jaime Munguia. Munguia's got a good record. He's 42-0-1, but he's beat Daniel and Daniel's sister like 42 times. I kid you not. That's how bad the opponents are as far as Jaime Munguia is concerned. I mean, Talk about bums of the month. Nah, pretty damn close to it. Anyway, a minus 300 favorite over John Ryder. John Ryder plus 225. Of course, John Ryder in his last fight went 12 rounds with Canelo Alvarez. Of course, a saving grace performance for the guy from Britain, because the king was being anointed today. King Charles was being crowned that day as far as the king was concerned. So it was a big day as far as the UK was concerned, as far as history was concerned. And John Ryder went 12 rounds, of course, with Canelo Alvarez. Of course, he said after the 12 rounds that he's glad Canelo wasn't at his peak, because he probably wouldn't have made it to 12 rounds. So that's the way it goes as far as the Canelo sweepstakes are concerned. Of course, I'm talking about Jaime Munguia winning against Ryder and then being the opponent for Canelo Alvarez in May. Of course, the May the Cinco de Mayo date, somewhere around there. Of course, but the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he's supposed to be fighting David Benavidez. Of course, David Benavidez has been the number one WBC contender. In fact, you know what? I'm gonna get Mauricio on the show next week. I'm gonna ask him why can I listen? Because the WBC rules are, if a guy is a number one contender, he gets a shot within a year. Okay, I mean within a year. But the bottom line is, Benavidez has been the number one contender for like 2.5 years. He was a former WBC super middleweight champion. The title of Canelo holds now was taken away from Benavidez because he failed to make weight. Also had some cocaine problems. But the bottom line is, he's cleared up all those problems. I mean, Mike Tyson and I are on the same page. We think he's, like, if not the best fighter in the world, pretty close to it. I really do. Speaking of pound for pound, of course, Noah Inouye coming off that knockout a couple weeks ago. He's going to be back in action real soon. In fact, I'd love to go to Japan to watch him fight. I really would. I think that would be a special event, because anytime Japanese boxing, I watch boxing in Korakuen Hall, which is this little tiny hall, like it holds like maybe 2,000-3,000 people max. Right next to the Tokyo Dome. It's a little tiny place. Anyway, bottom line is, I saw boxing there, and when you watch Japanese boxing, it's an experience because there's not much noise going on during the fights. It's like they're all eating their popcorn. It's really quiet, isn't it? And they make noise in between rounds on occasion. But the bottom line is, you can hear if a fighter farts in the ring, you can probably hear him in the 10th row. That's how quiet the Japanese fight arenas are, okay? So it's a different experience. But right now, they've gotten to know Inouye, of course, one of the best fighters, pound for pound, in the world. He and Terence Crawford are probably the two best fighters in the world. I think that Terence Crawford deserves a nod. Of course, the fact that he went in there against empty Errol Spence, that's not his fault. That's Errol Spence's fault. Speaking of Errol Spence, he had cataract surgery this past week. And I got to say, I'm a real big fan of cataract surgery because I've had him on both eyes. And let me tell you like this. I thought my eyesight was good beforehand. Now I can see like a microscope. I kid you not. I can see Daniel in the other room. The blackheads on his face from here. I kid you. I'm just kidding. But the bottom line is, I can see them from here. That's how good my eyesight is. In fact, Larry Merchant is 92 years old. He'll be 93. Of course, the Godfather was on the last Sunday show talking about his death. Rumors of his death were greatly exaggerated. That's the way he wanted to put it. Of course, TMZ said he was in critical condition a couple weeks ago when the Godfather went to a hospital in L.A. I was talking to him in the afternoon. On a Wednesday afternoon, he was fine. And he said, I'm going to the gym. So, 92-year-old Godfather off to the gym, felt dizzy after the gym, had a little vertigo. And then he went to the emergency hospital, and he was released a day later. And he's in pretty good shape now. Of course, he still drives. He's 92. He'll be 93 years old on the anniversary of the Mike Tyson meltdown in Tokyo. Of course, I'm talking about Buster Douglas slaying Mike Tyson February 11th, 1990. But Larry Merch was born February 11th, 1931. He will be 93 years old come February the 11th. So I'm hoping to go down to L.A. and spend some time with him and the Godmama because, let me tell you. Somebody said, a lot of people don't like Larry. And I guess, he was on TV for a long time, so he's built up his fans and his detractors without a doubt. But I was watching the other day when an old clip somebody sent me, I think Doug Fisher from the former Ring magazine editor, he sent a clip or put it up on Instagram or something like that, where Larry Merchant actually punches a guy, he actually hits a guy during an interview, he's holding a microphone in his hand, he's doing the Wayne McCullough, Daniel Zaragoza fight, I forget what year that was, but I think they were fighting back in Boston, and I think that McCullough lost or something, I forget what it was, anyway, but the bottom line is, some drunk fan got in Larry Merchant's face as he was interviewing Zaragoza on the air, and Larry just forearmed him, just straight on him, right off the air. It was really cool. Anyways, that's the Godfather. Anyway, he's doing well. We hope to have him on the Sunday show, the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If he's not busy with the family tomorrow, he will spend some time with us. Of course, he's still sharp as a tack, and I would look forward to getting his perspective, of course, on the Beterbiev fight tonight. Beterbiev, of course, and Callum Smith going on ESPN Plus and ESPN and ESPN, all that kind of good stuff. If you got the ESPN app, it's a good deal. I think I pay $10 a month for it. It's a pretty good deal. I don't watch all of my fights on the app per se, on the phone or that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is, it is convenient to have. And of course, last week I was watching fights on my phone on the Zone. So it's sort of like I'm working as a PI, watching stuff on my Zone, on the Zone phone. So everything is coming like full circle as far as like the world of the internet is concerned. And of course, boxing is living or dying now on the internet. Of course, some people say it's being stolen on the internet, but then again, you've got a different perspective of things if you're stealing it. I mean, if you're the thief, you're saying to yourself, look, I'm getting over because these guys are trying to hit me up for $100 each time. Of course, Dana White as well. Dana White's going at you once a month for about $80. And then you've got boxing promoters that want to come at you. Let's think about 2023. All the pay-per-view cards, right? There were a lot of them. Well, guess what? There's going to be more in 2024 because of the fact that, you know, Showtime's out of business. So there's going to be more pay-per-views. And as this Amazon boxing deal that Al Heyman's come up with, of course, Amazon Prime, we'll see how that goes. But according to Socrates, they're going to try to do some type of pay-per-view on Amazon Prime. How do you do that? Anyway, God knows, but we'll see what's going on with that. But boxing, of course, I thought that was going to be the future a long time ago. In fact, Larry Merchant said to me a couple years ago, Amazon Prime, watch when they get into boxing, that'll be it. I said, what do you mean by that? He goes, boxing will be worldwide at that point. And of course, boxing is a worldwide product. It used to be all about the U.S. I mean, we would have our fights here. Our fights around the world would be scheduled no matter what time it was. Like Muhammad Ali and George Foreman, I think, were like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning when they fight. I mean, some weird hour over there in Zaire, Africa. In other words, they catered to the American fight fan. No longer. Now we're seeing fights like at 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast. That means 4 o'clock on the East Coast, much like the Nanoa and Noi fight a couple of weeks ago. Of course, that was on like at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning. So fights are now not being scheduled for American fight fans anymore. America is, you got to put this, when they lost grasp of the heavyweight championship with the Vladimir Klitschko era, I think that's sort of like put a nail in the coffin of boxing, but it sort of hurt the game. Okay, and since then, we really haven't had a heavyweight to come out besides Deontay Wilder. And of course, he was a one-trick pony. But outside of the 2008 Olympic bronze medalist from Alabama, that big boxing hotbed, Alabama, of course. But outside of him, the American, we really haven't produced any heavyweights per se. And why is that? I think that because of the fact that, like, you know, Emanuel Stewart told me a long time ago, today's black athletes don't want to box. They rather play basketball or football or do something a little bit, you know. Boxing is extreme. I mean, boxing is just extreme. And you know when you find out what a guy's made of, right? Like Mike Tyson says, when you punch him in the face. When you punch somebody in the face, that's sort of like what they're made of, how they react to that as far as being a fighter is concerned. Anyway, I want to thank Mike Tyson, of course, coming around. I saw him doing some charity work last week, and you know, he's come a long ways. He has. I mean, since the meltdown in Tokyo, February 11th, 1990, of course, the marriage with that skank, you know, I mean, he had all kinds of problems. I mean, he really did. I mean, and he's come full circle. He married a doctor. I guess it's been about 10 or 12 years now. They had a baby, and the baby was like 3 or 4 years old, and then the baby died when she sort of got caught up in his jogging machine. In other words, I think she turned on the jogging machine in his gym, his mini gym, and she got tied up in the rope, and she died. But the bottom line is they've had some tragedy, but Mike bounces back. I mean, you know, he was kicking that dude's ass on that flight from the marijuana festival here in San Francisco to L.A. about 6 or 8 months ago. That guy was kicking. Why would you kick the backseat of Mike Tyson? Why would you do that and not expect to have your ass whooped? So when Mike whipped his ass and then they didn't book him afterwards, I thought it was really, really cool. Because the bottom line is, if you step over the line, you deserve to be corrected. That's the problem with social media. Social media, because you can't punch guys in the mouth anymore. In other words, they talk about you, they rat something on you, say something about you, but they're somewhere on the internet. You can't punch them. In the old days, they used to do that stuff up to your face. When they did that stuff up to your face, you could whack them. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. No, I don't think Beter Bev was dirty because he passed a couple of tests. But do I think that there might be suspicion of all those guys taking something without them even knowing? I think it's possible. You're tuned to Ring Talk. And I knew right from the start she was the one who could come.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact.
And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Thank you, Pedro. You going to run tomorrow?
I'll be running. You going to run tomorrow morning?
5:30.
Sunday. I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe.
All right.
Okay.
Possibly the greatest athlete in the history of boxing. I'm talking about Ray Charles Leonard, of course, Sugar Ray Leonard. But the bottom line is you've never seen an athlete go like Ray. I mean, when it comes to basketball, baseball, football, Ray could do it all. Of course, when it came to running, 2.5 miles, we were side by side, and he said goodbye. So I said, what do you mean say goodbye? He took off in a half-mile sprint, and I lost him in sight. He disappeared from sight. That's how fast he was going. I kid you not. He went up over a hill, and that was it. He was gone. The truck that was accompanying us just left me alone. Went up there with Ray. But the bottom line is, Ray is the greatest athlete I think I've ever seen in the sport of boxing. Want to mention the fact that a guy I went to school with, Carlton Wilder at James Lick Junior High School, he has passed away. Of course, he was the biggest guy in high school. I mean, biggest as far as tall. He was like 6'4" in junior high. I kid you not, the guy was a giant. But the bottom line is he did pass away this past week. So the class of 1972 from James Lick Junior High School loses another. Straight up, tonight, Beterbiev, of course, and Smith, that'll be on ESPN. I think that Beterbiev figures to put forth a decent performance. But then again, Callum Smith is no bum. And I keep reiterating that. But I kept saying that, you know, when Regis Progress, I said Regis Progress is not a bum either, right? Turns out he was a bum. I mean, come on. When you go 0-20 in the first round, then 0-21 in the second round, and then 1-20 in the third round, basically you're doing something wrong. Something is not working. In other words, you don't repeat the same thing over and over again and expect to have different results, right? That's insanity. That's what Einstein defined as insanity. Well, Regis Progress with Bobby Benton, what were they thinking? I mean, because they kept doing the same thing. And they would throw one jab. They wouldn't throw two jabs to step in. They would throw one jab. They were reluctant to step in. The bottom line is, why wouldn't you step in against a guy like Devin Haney who really can't punch? Although Haney did weigh 165 pounds. The weight limit for the fight was 140 pounds. So I guess they're going to have to address now the fact that these guys are not. I mean, come on, man. I mean, I told you when I fought Ernie Chavez in the 84 National Golden Glove Championships, the regionals, He weighed 164 pounds when we got in the ring. I mean, I looked across the ring. Guy looked like Daniel. I said to my corner, that's not him. Well, he shaved. He got a haircut. And he put on 15 pounds because we weighed 147. 147 pounds when we weighed in. So the bottom line is size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturday, of course, the January 13, 2023. Don't forget the Sunday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 o'clock in Honolulu, Hawaii. Of course, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I will bring you the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. That and more on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of Sports Byline.